can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. Today we have a question from Taylor.
Hey ladies, Taylor here. I love the pod. Thank you so much for taking my question. Can you guys please break down the Airbnb summer release for us? What all do we need to know? Thank you so much. Can't wait to hear your response.
It is kind of because when you're using something so often,
it's like anticlimactic in a little
sometimes. But I will, there are a few things about the summer release that are very exciting and some things are a bit anticlimactic. But Annette and I went on to the website, airbnb.com/release. And the first thing that pops up is this whole icon thing. And I wish all of you listening right now, we were all in a room together and we could like chat about this. Because Annette and I have so many questions about all of it, really.
You should watch Brian Chesky's announcement. It's very Steve Jobs-esque.
It is.
It was interesting.
It was interesting. Sure. And we have questions about
the why. Like the icons, like it seems as if you're going to be able to like these places are open and they're going to be open in perpetuity. And it's like a lottery and maybe one night only it's open. So it's a huge, I mean, it's genius in the marketing aspect of it. But I think it falls short on no one's really going to be able to stay there. I know they've done it before with like Barbie and things. And again, it was like one guest, one night. Well, not one guest, but like one party was able to stay there.
I don't know about you, but my mind immediately went to whoever got to work on these houses, though. So cool. And then is there a whole, who is managing them between the stays? And what does that turn over? Like, that's where my brain goes.
Well, yeah. And some of them are like museums or personal residents. So it's, they've rolled this one or two out from time to time, but now they did the whole icon section. So,
and Brian's hinting that there's more to come.
Right.
There are a ton. I mean, in relatively, there are a lot of icon options.
I think the overarching message, though,
yes,
is that experiences matter.
Yes.
That guests are seeking experiences. Airbnb sees that in, you know, unique stays experience, and they're capitalizing on it. So I think hosts for us, I think the importance of that summer release is what can we do if it's your garage apartment, your one bedroom apartment, your own, you know, beach, whatever it is, what type of experience can you curate for your guest?
And I don't think it has to be this grandiose gesture.
No, just what is that small little thing that can change the stay for the guest?
And have it be really memorable.
I guess also icons, if it, you know, obviously even to get into the lottery, to participate in it, I mean, you do have to have a profile. So that is also genius. And we should be happy about that because maybe it is bringing more people to the network overall. So I guess that's also a ploy of like, I read something on LinkedIn, like if they could just get one traveler that's predominantly traveling in hotels to Airbnb, it would double. Just like, I think it was like 8 out of 10 people still stay in hotels. If they can convert one more traveler per those 10, it would double the amount of stays. So actually enjoy that marketing as far as like getting people to download the app, participate, and see what it can be.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this, your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
On the guest side, there are a couple other cool things that I think impact us hosts.
Mm-hmm.
The guests will now have an easier time to plan trips where you can send an idea of a place to stay with a group of friends and they can like it or dislike it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's like the wish list that give everyone a stay and then keep your group in a loop. If anything, it'll help people make decisions quicker. It'll keep them streamlined instead of defaulting to, let's just book a hotel. This is too hard.
Sure.
Removing friction is what these updates are of like, how can we just get everyone being able to speak on the same platform? And this is genius too, of like, you're keeping them on the app communicating. And then it's like, this is our spot. Let's do it. I think that is actually really, really genius. And then they're masters, again, always at design. So of course, on the keeping your group in the loop, like they're like postcards and it's like, you want to go back to it and see where you're getting ready to stay.
To invite your group to a trip, you can send them an invitation and they're quite beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm like, I want to go to Tuscany.
Well, it goes back to, again, experiences. Mm-hmm. And if the experience can start at the time of reservation and the planning,
the hype phase.
The friend sends you that we're going to Santorini and you get this message from Airbnb and it's this beautiful postcard of like, this is where you're going to be staying. I mean, that already gets people excited. In their brain, they're going to start thinking about how this app is delivering.
Well, and it just goes, and then there's also, they're helping them take better profile pictures and they're adding, so that's imagery. And then also the where they've been with kind of like passport stamps. So it just goes back to Airbnb knows how visual we all are and how that is helps in the execution of everything. So they're just continuing to play on that. And I'm here for it, actually.
Here are the updates for hosts. If you haven't noticed yet, hosts, maybe some of you actually are mostly in your property management software, in your unified inbox. But if you're still on the Airbnb app, messages did get a whole lot nicer. You can now have group messaging with the entire group that is traveling to your property. And when it comes to responding to them, you can, just like in a text message, double tap and leave a like or a heart.
Mm-hmm.
For those Annettes out there who don't like to chat with their host,
I want to be able to scroll through a note from the first chat to the final check. Okay, when can I check in? When can I check out? What do I need to know? But I don't want to.
And
be
you
the
can
one
acknowledge to... that you saw the chat without having to like actually have a conversation. They're also using AI to prompt responses to our guests, which is helpful.
That is going to be a game changer, and they're going to continue to just infuse that more. And then another smart thing is like they're just improving their reporting. Historicals, mm-hmm. giving you more insight into your historicals.
The historicals is huge.
Yeah. Deeper insights. And listen, this is something that before we would always tell hosts, like, always write down, download, get like all those historicals. Airbnb, they will go away and you want to be able to track your year over year performance. And now they're helping with that tremendously.
They are also updating the profile for guests. And so profiles now feature tips for guests to capture better images, as well as new travel stamps. So you can kind of get a clear picture of where they've been, who they are. We'll see.
Yeah, at least they're making that effort there. And then I feel like this was on the last update of having AI help with photo tours. I feel like they're reiterating.
It's getting a little bit better. Although now when you're in the app as a host,
and you want to say you want to grab a picture of one of your listings, it's really hard to skip through the photo tour to just get to a photo of your property. Also, if you manage or host more than one property, you used to have these nicknames because sometimes like our titles, we change them all the time and they don't really necessarily have anything to do. Like they're not really identifiers for our properties. And so we had a little nickname underneath it. Like in most cases, it was just the property address. Well, now in certain areas of the app, I can't see the address anymore. So it's really hard for me to go the listing I want to share it with the guest to like book something that's more appropriate for them or whatever the case is. I'm hoping that's just a glitch and oversight in the updates and we'll get that back. But that's also been a little bit frustrating from the user experience. Here's what does not change. Airbnb's talent for keeping us in that app.
I want to compare it to YouTube. So it's time in app. Like they want to keep you there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot like that's like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all of it. And that's why they're like, let's let the group message together. Let's let the group plan together. Because the longer that we're all on the app, the bigger the bottom line.
Well, and I get it. First of all, I want to make this disclaimer that Annette and I will always and forever attribute where we are today to Brian Chesky's idea of Airbnb.
Absolutely, yeah.
So this is not...
And the design, the user experience knocks it out of the park.
It really does. And how seamless it is when you're in there. And I understand there are hosts out there who actually don't want anything to do with direct booking because they make it so easy. But then time after time, especially in our mastermind, because we have a private Facebook group with all of our members in our mastermind, and we see these hosts who were once experiencing an influx of guests from the Airbnb side who are drying up and they're doing all these things to try to quote unquote get a booking and they don't have a website, they're not on other platforms. And I don't know about you guys, but I just got hit with the 15% host fee back in October. Annette and I actually just had a deal come across our desk to buy 3 properties all in one, seller financing, like amazing terms. But that 15% Airbnb fee really changes deals these days on top of interest rates already being high. It's tough.
And that, and if you're gasping or wondering, it, like that booking.com just announced their 15% across the board in Europe. So it's...
Vrbo's still at 5%, I believe. So it's like, wait a minute. I need to like... Vrbo's been sleeping over here. I know the user experience is not as easy. It is like... Mm-hmm. It is, in my opinion, pretty darn clunky to navigate it, but
worth it.
5%. Let's go.
Right. If you haven't checked out the updates, just do it. The video is entertaining, to say the least.
It is. And the chat is really cool. Let us know what you think. Hit us up in our Instagram via our DMs. We're always there. You can email us, hi@thanksforvisiting.com.
But make sure to call the hosting hotline. Leave us your question.
Go to hostinghotline.com. Ask your questions. If you want help with any aspect of your hosting business, we are here for you. If you have a question, that means there are other hosts that have that question. So you are honestly helping other hosts make their hosting business even better. If we don't have the answer, we'll get an expert on who does. With that, I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus,
We will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.